Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again for the blessings you pour out upon us. And God, we're just amazed at how, all the things you give to us here. Thank you for Taney County. Thank you for the gifts that you give us here, the blessings you pour out upon us here. And we pray, God, for leadership, that you would give us wisdom, that you would help us to make decisions to be pleasing to you, God. Pray for our nation. Just lift that up to you. And again, those things are going on there. We know you are the sovereign God and in charge. We pray, God, that you would just watch over those that need your helping, healing hand, and those that may need your comforting hand. Just be with them. Thank you, God, for the many blessings you pour out upon us. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mrs. White, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, September 18, 2017, 9:07 a.m. Any commission remarks? Did you have any commission remarks?
No, I'm sorry.
All right. Initial budget presentation process.
Guys, I sent this to you this morning kind of as a review. I think you've got most everything that I've got as far as from departments and so on. I do believe that statutorily it is your responsibility to set the salaries, and I think before we can really begin to get an accurate budget, especially in the general county revenue, that's where we need to start. So if you look at the requests that have been made in 2018, 2017 on that spreadsheet, you can see they're considerably more than what we'll be expecting to have for revenue. And the actual payroll requests were over $600,000 more for either new or additional salaries. And normally I like to start those that budget process by putting those salaries at the previous year's level, see where we end up on the totals, and let you guys then make a decision. But I wanted to get your blessing before I started to do that. I think that's probably what most of the elected officials will expect. You guys have any questions, comments?
Of the $600,000, is that including road and bridge, or is that just GCR?
That's only GCR.
Is that just salary, or does that include insurance increases?
That's only the salaries. Insurance increases are included in the other number that shows the request on that, be the third column over, difference in requested amounts. In that 114 account, you'll see that it's quite a bit more, and that's, we've included, I think it included 11% for insurance there. I did a little workup, guys. We have a very good benefits package, and you know, we talk about that a lot of times, but as far as your salaries goes, a $10 an hour employee hired in right now, if you add in all the benefits, insurance, FICA, all those things, it totals up to $32,802 is what their actual salary would be. And, of course, it goes up as you get into higher ranges because of the percentages.
Well, I didn't get – you sent it at 7:33 this morning. I was trying to get four kids ready for school.
So well, and
I did glance at it.
And that's good. You had all those numbers before. You just didn't have
it
concise.
Yeah,
and stuff. So I apologize for it being late that. But
I appreciate you sending it in this format.
This is a very good report. I appreciate it.
But, yeah, so I'll take a closer look and kind of see where we're at. When do you think you might?
Well, I'd like to start by putting those salaries back to the 17 level and then look at where we're at from there. I can then look and see if there's things I feel like that we need to either take away or add in other departments. Your real dilemma as decision makers here is the general county revenue fund. The other funds are in great shape. That presents a little bit of a dilemma to you guys in itself. And, you know, if you follow the financial, you would say, well, we don't want to have any more raises, any more people coming in general county revenue. Whereas on some of those other funds in Road and Bridge or Sewer or something like that, you have funds where you can add salaries, either more people or higher salaries.
On the two biggest ones, are those increase in personnel or the increase in salaries? The 117 and 118.
I didn't divide that out, but I would guess that it's a combination of the two. You can look at that, and the departments that are the biggest are, of course, the ones that have the biggest increases in salaries. So I'm confident that some of it's just an across-the-board raise, and some of it may be some added employees.
I believe it'd be a good idea for right now to set them to the 2017 level, and due to the if a projected revenue is close at all, then.
And you had the projected revenues quite a while. I don't believe I'll miss those a whole lot, guys. I mean, I'm of course you're looking into the future, so you can't say you're exact. But I think that the payroll or the revenue that I have estimated is pretty close. I think we will be we'll be really close, but I don't think we'll make quite the revenue that we projected this year. So, unless you guys tell me different, that's where I'll start. I'll put the salaries back 2017 levels, and I'll put all the rest of those in the approved column, and then I'll visit with some of the people and see. I do want everybody to know, and I've shared this with all the other elected officials, general county revenue will be a real challenge for us this year. So, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the departments that have heeded to that and
yes.
Setting the budget.
I didn't count them, but we had several departments that actually had lower requests than what they had last year. And so, I mean, we've got some people who are really working hard for that. It's just we have a lot of services we want to provide to constituents, and if we didn't have elected officials who were wanting to do that, we'd need to be getting new ones in anyway. Thank you.
Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 446592 through 446683. Warrants 6843 through 6847. And there are four transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting and executive session minutes.
Did we get the corrected minutes from the previous week?
Yes. Move to approve previous minutes, September 5th and September 11th, 2017.
Second. Ms. Wyatt?
Yes.
On the, again, it's just a matter of, we want to strike that out because it's actually in the minutes of the executive session. It's a motion that was made in executive session, still public. I mean, after so many hours, it's not like it's a, we took a vote to go into it.
She didn't have
a motion,
she put it in executive session.
We were already in executive session and we moved to go into litigation as well. We were already in there, so there was a vote taken in executive session. That's not a, so it has to be done here, not on that. So I'm going to rescind my second.
Reconvene to
join
executive session, doesn't need to go
in. Right. So if you want to just say with corrections, mark that out, and then we'll go. Yeah.
My motion is to approve the previous minutes of September 5th. With corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I make a motion to approve September 11th, 2017 minutes as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I make a motion to approve September 5th and 11th executive minutes as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Personal property add-ons for August.
Good morning. This morning I put the add-on listing on at your places up there. This here's the personal property add-ons for the month of August. Yeah, being presented to you, that way it can be put into the minutes.
Move to accept and put into the minutes personal property report August 2017 as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. That's all I have today.
County Auction Services selection.
Good morning, Commission. Thank you for having me this morning. I'm here to share with you all the results of the directive that you all gave me a few weeks ago regarding putting out a quote request email to area auction services for the county auction that's planned in October 21st. I made efforts to send out the same routine quote requests as we've sent out in years past to 8 different auction services with a deadline of last Thursday for response so we could review these responses and make a determination on who we wanted to handle that services. As I expressed to you earlier when you first gave me this directive,